From the KTO newsroom in Juneau, I'm Andrew Kitchenman with this news. Airport security screening rules for carry-on bags are changing again. Soon, any electronics larger than a cell phone must be put in bins with nothing on top or beneath for X-ray screening. That's already the routine for laptops. The Transportation Security Administration says the change will raise baseline aviation security. It will be implemented at airports in Juneau, Sitka, Ketchikan, Wrangell, Cordova, and Yakutat over the next 5 weeks. The rollout is nationwide, but gradual as training is completed in different places. TSA spokeswoman Lori Dankers acknowledges there will be inconsistencies during the transition, even within Alaska between Anchorage and Southeast airports. The TSA held a demonstration Wednesday in Juneau. The TSA, specifically addressing Southeast travelers, says to arrive 90 minutes early for flights. The Consulate of Mexico in Seattle will send officials to Alaska next week to assist with Mexican passports, consular identifications, and applications for voter identification. It's organized by the National Electoral Institute through its Consulate on Wheels service. Marco Barcena is the press attaché at the Consulate of Mexico in Seattle and says the group receives a lot of messages from Alaskans on their Facebook page asking when they are coming to the state and how many cities they will be visiting.
So it's really important for us to visit these three cities at this time so that we can help the most people as we can and we can provide them as the most and we can give service to the most people.
The Consulate on Wheels will be at St. Paul's Catholic Church in Juneau next Tuesday. An environmental group has filed notice that it will sue the federal government over its rejection of Pacific walrus as a threatened or endangered species. The Center for Biological Diversity gave it 60-day notice today. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service says it concluded that walruses have adapted to diminished ice. Alaska Native Corporation Doyon Limited is considering drilling a fourth well about 50 miles west of Fairbanks in the Nanana Minto Basin. The Fairbanks Daily News Miner reported that in summer 2016, the corporation subsidiary Doyon Drilling did an exploratory well that officials hoped would deliver affordable natural gas to the interior for generations, but the drilling did not tap into a commercially viable source. In weather, it's 45 degrees with a few clouds at Juneau International Airport. The high today will be 47. That's the latest from the KTO newsroom. For more local and state news, go to kto.org. I'm Andrew Kitchenman.